Mark Lowdy here at the CFO Innovation Summit 2018 in Singapore with Simon Littlewood. Hi, Simon.
Hey.
You know, one of the questions that I got asked all the time as people came here to our exhibition stand at the CFO Innovation Summit was, oh, are you guys an invoice exchange or are you a fintech lending money? And, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. The short answer is, no, we're not. Simon, for the long answer.
Well, I'm known as a bit of a fintech skeptic. I mean, I don't
a
know.
Fintech.
A fintech. Well, indeed, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a skeptech.
Yeah, skeptic.
I'm skeptech. Yes. Okay. I'm a skeptech.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Or a finskep. Maybe that's even.
Everybody's
more
talking fintech. A significant percent, and I've got some analysis somewhere that shows that something like 80% of fintechs, in terms of what they're offering is, are offering to make either paying suppliers or collecting money from customers easier by providing applications that give you access to different channels. You know, you can pay by phone or cash or whatever it is, and it's all automated, and we'll handle it for you. The reason they're offering to do that is because if they can see what's in your bank account, and they can see how much money you're owed, or if they can see what's in your bank account and they can see how much money you owe, they're in a position to lend you money at interest to plug that gap. The corollary, therefore, of this service, which is designed to, quote, make life easier, unquote, for you, is that they have an interest in the size of that gap. The bigger the gap between what you owe and what you got in the bank, the more money they make. So if we think about that for a minute, what does that mean? Does it mean that they have an interest in ensuring that your customer pays you on time?
On the contrary, it's the opposite.
Indeed. Now, I don't know that people have actually absorbed that, but the reality is that this is what most fintechs are looking for. They're looking for an opportunity in an environment, we have to say, where there is lots of cash floating around as a result of a decade at least, of quantitative easing, aggressive quantitative easing in Europe and North America. There's lots of cash around. What can we do with the cash? You know, bank interest rates are relatively low. I know. Let's provide a free, quote, payment service, unquote, to as many companies as we can, and then let's lend them money at usurious rates, so that we can, you know. So one of the things that we want to do at Riaba, which is about fairness, is to say, be very careful about adopting an application that will deprive you of the ability to get a fair crack of the whip from your customer.
And debt isn't solved by more debt.
No, and the problem with that is that might put you on the road to ruin, because the reality is that quantitative easing is now being tapered off, and even the most optimistic individual would have to admit that probably means that interest rates are going to go up. So you're owing more and more and more money to people because you're offsetting the fact that your DSOs are growing and growing. I mean, you've seen the data. It's in our white paper if you need it. Write to us, we'll send it to you. It shows that people are getting paid later, particularly SMEs, and they're borrowing more money. Well, the problem with that is interest rates go up, they run out of the amount of money that they can borrow, it's eating into their profits, and they're still not being paid on time. Riaba was about fairness. You should be paid by customers who follow the payment terms that they agree with you when you contract the sale. We can provide you with visibility of how you're being paid, how that compares with how other people are being paid, and with the tools that you need to ensure that you're first in line to get paid every time.
And we'll have more on that in our next podcast here at Riaba with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy at the very noisy CFO Innovation Summit 2018.